And continue going through the book of Colossians on Sunday night. It's about lesson number seven, or number six. I'm going to put my notes here. So I think three more lessons after this one. We'll finish up the book of Colossians. Next Sunday night, I will be away. Then there's the first Sunday of the month. We have our singing. So 3 weeks from tonight. Continue with the book of Colossians in chapter 3, verse 12, and we'll talk about God's garments from God's clothes closet. So he mentions, begins in Colossians 3, chapter 12, to put on different things. So we're going to look at God's clothes closet that he wants us, things he wants us to wear. I'm going to talk about God's hand-me-downs, but it didn't sound the same, so I'll put it. Garments from God's closet, put it that way. And then there's a talk about the next section would be on the area of submission, submit to one another. And Paul in Colossians and Ephesians mentions, in our Bible class lesson this morning, different relationships where we submit. And then the last lesson, Lord willing, the last chapter, Colossians chapter 4, there are 10 people that Paul mentions, and so we'll look at each one of those rather briefly, because some of them Paul mentions in Colossians chapter 4. That'll close out the lesson. So tonight's lesson begins with chapter 3, and Paul draws out the application from the, I call them the theological truths of chapters 1 and 2. And so we recognize when we teach and we preach, we recognize a need for balance. I put in notes for doctrine and behavior or application. There's a time, when Paul said that all scripture is given by inspiration is profitable for doctrine. Yeah, we have to have that. Reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be complete, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Attention to theology or doctrine, and now he's beginning to make the application, take it to heart. So here's the text itself first. Colossians chapter 3, first 11 verses. And you can look in your outline, you can see as I read the three things that are with Christ and then things that we're not to do, and then we'll close out with put on the new man. So he begins in chapter 3, verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For, here's the reason, for you died. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So there were three times that Paul uses the phrase with Christ in those opening verses. Verse 5, therefore put to death your members which are on the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now, you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there's neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. And then he begins what we're to put on. So that's the next lesson. All right, we'll take a look at these in turn. Put number one heading in your notes, to kind of highlight the text, three things about being with Christ. Number one, he says you were raised with Christ. That's a look back. It has reference to our back. In which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, And you, being dead in your trespasses, he made alive, having forgiven your trespasses. In Romans 6, beginning of verse 4, says similar language. Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. See, newness of life began when you were baptized. So Paul mentions here in this opening phrase, you were raised with Christ. So take a look back. Remember that? Yeah. Second, he says, for you died. Now, that again, that reference to baptism. We put off and we put on. So he says, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now take a look at the present. Your life. I took a look back. I remember when I was baptized. Now take a look at your life. It's hidden with Christ in God. Well, Paul said in Romans 6, verse 6, knowing this, the old man was crucified with him. Yeah, that takes a look back. That the body of sin might be done away, that we should no longer be servants of sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. So let's take a look at our present. Take a look now. Then he says, here's what I want you to do in this looking now, present. Seek those things that are above. All right? There's our obligation. Nunya, I put in your notes by definition, seek, pursue with purpose of finding. Hunt. Or I want you to dig in. You know, sniff it out. Seek those things that are above. Pursue it. Give it some exercise and diligence. Things that are above, and there could be a spatial thing there. Y'all want to seek those things that are up there, but it's also things of higher importance. Seek first the kingdom of God, Jesus said. First. Yeah, and his righteousness. When you seek things above, you're looking for those exalted principles of life. How should I behave? What should our worship look like? If we're looking at the spiritual rather than the carnal. Avoid things that, I've kind of put, that are beneath us. We're going to seek the things that are above. Pursue. And then set your mind on things above. So put your nose, think about it. Ponder. Meditate. Put some thought into it. So think about what we have to pursue Christian living. You know, Proverbs 4, verse 23 said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Yeah. In Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We're not always what we, somebody said, we're not what we think we are, but what we think, we are. And then he says, your life is hidden with Christ in God. You know, a song we sang in a worship this morning, you know, hymn number 508. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock. Yeah. He hideth my life, the song says. So our life is hidden with Christ. Another song, Rock of Ages. Cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. You know, a shelter in the time of storm. So he says, this is what I want you to do in the present. So your life is hidden with Christ. So seek those things that are above. Set your mind on it, knowing your life, your sustenance, your being is hidden with Christ in God. Then number two, he mentions a list of things to, I put in verse 5, put to death, and in verse 8, put off. The other translation says to mortify these things. Put them to death. Or don't make these things part of your life. And you're familiar with the list. You know, verse 5, immorality, uncleanness, you know, connected to loose living. Paul wants us to live a certain way, not like this. Passion, state of mind that is excited about wrongdoing. Evil desire, but by definition, one whose appetite for wrong tries to find opportunity to satisfy it. Evil desire, evil, it's evil and you have a desire for it. Covetousness, Notice that inner jealousy that might be hidden at the moment when you think about covetousness, but eventually it's going to display itself in some way. Could be in word or in deed, but it will show itself. Covetousness is that excessive desire to have. Covet. And then verse 8, anger, wrath, and malice. That ongoing resentment that often seeks to harm others in some way. Anger and wrath and malice. They kind of, these words, I'm putting your notes, they carry almost like a sudden outburst. Anger, malice, kind of things. Blasphemy. If it's directed toward God, it means you're going to speak about God with contempt. You're just going to defame the majesty of God. You're going to revile against God, rail against Him, speak evil about Him, just have no thought or interest in God. Don't tell me about God is the attitude of blasphemy. Don't want to hear it. Not interested. Paul says, put that stuff away. For us whose life is hidden with Christ. He mentions filthy language. Verse 9, don't. Why? Because we put off the old man with his deeds. Remember those first three things, hidden with Christ. And when miss the one, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. So it's a look forward, Paul mentions. So these kinds of things. And then the last one. Now put on the new man. Remember I said in Romans chapter 6 verse 4, after we've been baptized, buried, and raised, we should walk in newness of life. Begins when you are baptized. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things become new. That's right. We're in Christ. Paul says, no, I want you to behave a certain way. And he outlines it. And then the next lesson that we talk about is going to be, these are the clothes that we should wear. God's closet. Now, I mentioned that hymn, A Wonderful Savior. First stanza, he says, a wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. A wonderful Savior to me. He hides my soul. Make it personal. He hides my soul in the cleft of the rock. Then the chorus just repeats it again. He hides my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. Yeah, he puts a good thing in a dry, thirsty land. He hides my life in the depths of His love. And He covers me there with His hand. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. Another song, then, since we have this newness of life that Paul mentions here, a couple of songs I just put in your notes too. Hymn number 669, Take My Life and Let It Be, and Let It Be Consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love. The second stanza, Take my will and make it Thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart. It is Thine own. It shall be Thy royal throne. Take my love, my Lord. I pour it at Thy feet, its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be even ever only all for Thee. Then the chorus. I give my life to Thee. Thine forevermore to be. Lord, I give my life to Thee. Thine forevermore to be. The author to me has captured the message of what does it mean to have my life hidden with Christ? Take my life, my will, my love. Take my hands, my heart, myself. I give my life to Thee. Yeah, we put away certain things. And this is what new life looks like. The words to one other song, hymn number 671. These are in the section of our hymnal called Consecration and Devotion. So that's the theme. So that in 671, it's the song is titled Pure in Heart, O God. So the author begins, Pure in heart, O God, help me to be. May I devote my life wholly to thee. Watch thou my wayward feet. Guide me with counsel sweet. Pure in heart, help me to be. Second stanza. Pure in heart, O God, help me to be. Teach me to do thy will most lovingly. Be thou my friend and guide. Let me with thee abide. Pure in heart, help me to be. The last stanza. Pure in heart, O God, help me to be, that I thy holy one day may see. Keep me from secret sin. Reign thou my soul within. Pure in heart, help me to be. So that's the lesson in those three major areas in the lesson. I want you to see them. You were raised with Christ. Take a look back. You died with Christ. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. That's the present life. And then when Christ appears, or when Christ, who is our life, appears, you also will appear with him in glory. Jesus said, God will believe, but I will come again. Receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So it's a look forward. Our life with Christ. Look back, look to the present, and look to the future. Put off and put on. So that's the lesson. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation, song of exhort. You're familiar with this, but it's a simple plan or procedure for you to become a child of God. The first one's rather obvious of God. Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse 14, how can you believe in someone you haven't heard? That's right. How can you believe in someone you haven't heard? So Jesus, one of his last words, his commission is go into all the world, preach the gospel, teach every creature. Teach, preach. You have to hear. Then second, you'll want to believe that message that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Jesus said it himself in John 8, verse 24, except you believe that I'm he, you'll die in your sins. I don't want to die in my sins. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to believe. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. So I want to believe the message that's been preached, taught. Then number three, I want to turn my life toward God, because that's what Jesus said in Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5. Except you repent, you'll perish. I don't want to perish. So I want to, God, I want to hear your message for my life. I want to tune my heart to it, believe it, and turn my life to it. Turn it toward you. Then number four, I want to confess my faith that Jesus Christ is God's son. That's what the Ethiopian did when Philip preached unto him a message about Jesus in Acts chapter 8. And in that message about Jesus, the Ethiopian stops Philip's message. He says, here's water, what hinders me from being baptized? Philip said, if you believe, you may. He said, well, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That's what he was taught. Philip said, number five, stop the chariot. Commanded, King James says, he commanded the chariot to stand still right now. They both go down into the water, Philip and Ethiopian, and Philip baptizes him. Come up out of the water, and the Ethiopian goes on his way rejoicing. And salvation is always an occasion of rejoicing. New life begins. So that's a simple procedure. Process in obeying the gospel, a good news message. So we sing a song of encouragement after a lesson, a song of invitation, exhortation.